Hey, hello, and welcome to Beating the System with Kevin Sue, episode 30, what episode is this? 37, and this episode is going to be called Morons on eBay. So I've been shopping on eBay for quite a while now, and I have what they call a love-hate relationship with eBay. I love all the options and just how the system works in general, but I hate the sellers. I just hate most of the sellers on eBay. And most of them are really stupid too. Now first, I'm going to tell you about someone who's so, well, I don't know if this is stupidity, but I'm pretty sure they're just trying to commit fraud. So, if you recall, I've mentioned before that you can purchase Pokemon GBA reproduction cards, which is basically the Pokemon GBA games, like Sapphire, Emerald, whatever, those were only printed like in 2003, so you can't, they aren't making more of them. But because they're so popular, you can get like reproductions made in China, which function exactly the same, have the same casing and label. But you can tell by the casing that protects the game inside whether or not it's real or not. A real Pokemon, let's say it's Pokemon Emerald. Pokemon Emerald can go for like $60 used. A reproduction is only worth maybe $5, but you could sell for maybe $10 on eBay and still be able to sell it. I found somebody who had all five GBA games and was selling it for like a ridiculous price. Like for $30 to $50 each. It was so long ago, I don't even have the exact number. It was a ridiculous price. It would have actually been a fair price if they were real, but they were very clearly fake. Well, maybe not very clearly fake, but to a trained eye, as someone who's actually been searching in this category could tell it was fake. And they were claiming, oh yes, these are the original, these are authentic, Nintendo seal of approval. So I sent a message to the seller saying, are you sure these are authentic? And then I explained that, like, these are what the authentic looks like. This is not what it looks like. I'm like, no, it's authentic. I said, well, I don't think it is. And then I sent pictures and all that to explain. And then she's like, no. Yeah, because it was a woman. And she said, no, these are authentic. I bought these when it came out. I said, when did it come out? And she said, it took her a while. She said 2003. And then I said, are you sure you didn't get these from China? Because there are already some of these on eBay that look exactly like this. They're like, no, they're real. And she just wouldn't let go. So I just had to leave it like that. And luckily, I checked later. Nobody bought it. And hopefully she got booted off of eBay. So I don't know if I should count this stupidity more as someone trying to commit fraud. Not my kind of fraud. This is real fraud. And then there are like the actually stupid people, or maybe they're just clueless. So I've been on the market because I have a great Arthur collection. Arthur, the TV show, the book series with the aardvark. I have over 65 VHS and DVDs and just a huge collection. I can tell you all about that later. But when I was in the market for it, I would see people try to sell the tapes, just like single tapes, for obscene, like, just ridiculous prices, stupid prices. $30 for a tape when you could get a tape like that for $2. Well, actually, even that's a little high. And then $5 for the harder to find tapes. And they have the nerve to say like super rare, or they just put like really stupid adjectives to talk about their products. Extremely false as well. And I tried to buy you can get a lot of the early Arthur tapes because they've reprinted those, but some of the second generation Arthur VHSs are kind of hard to find. And I found someone who's selling a lot, which is like four more tapes. And they had, what I was looking for, was Arthur, Kids Are From Earth, Parents Are From Pluto, that's the name of the episode, also the name of the tape. And they were selling four tapes for what I believe was like $15. So I said, hey, can I buy just one tape? They said, sure, I'll sell it to you for, I think it was like $5, which I thought was fair because I wasn't buying like their whole set. And by buying the tape, I was removing part of the set. And they asked which one. I said, oh, the kids are from Earth, parents are from Pluto. A day later, I get a response back saying, hey, I looked around and it looks like that one's worth more. So I'll sell it to you for $20. And then I proceeded to ghost them. Then there's Goodwill. Goodwill, I think their only issue, it's not stupid. I mean, the prices are stupid, but it's their bot. They have a bot that calculates how much to price it on eBay. And the most sought after Arthur DVD is called It's Only Rock and Roll. That was a special they did in 2000 or 2001 maybe with the Backstreet Boys. It's very hard to find on DVD, but in the store, they would sell it for $2 or $3, somewhere in that range, under $5. But online, because people have been pricing it so high, higher than the actual value, their bot decides, okay, we could set it at $60 for the DVD, and that's like $40 more than it would have came if you bought it new. And that's why they've been on the market for 2 years. But those are all for when you're buying stuff. When you're selling, it can be a whole lot worse. Like the lowballers. I've had, because you're allowed to message the seller about the product. It's supposed to be so you can ask a question about the product, like, oh, what does it do here? What is this? And all that. But people will send offers and they try to gaslight you into believing that, like, oh, well, you know, it's not really worth this much. I'd be doing you a favor by buying it at this price. And they'll give you, like, an offer that's 10% of what you're asking for. And you have no choice but you're to fight back. Like, I do sometimes, like, nope, this is what I'm charging for. And these are all the prices. This is what it's worth. I give them all my sources, like pricecharting.com. And then say, well, actually, I'm going below that price. So, if anything, I'm doing you a favor. Actually, in the end, maybe I was wrong about saying the majority that, like, 90% of all eBay, people on eBay are morons. I'd say that number is more like 75 or 80% of the people on eBay are morons. But actually, because of what eBay's given me and how successful my business have gotten, I just got an offer for $1,400 for something I was selling on eBay. I think it's worth it and I can handle dealing with all these morons. Well, there you go. There's another installment of Beating the System with Kevin Sue. Tune into the next one. Next time, I don't know what it's going to be about. It's probably going to take maybe 2 months to come out. I'm just kidding, but actually, no, it actually will.